This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A simple, cheery romp with a variety of gameplay styles in a fantastic theater-inspired setting. This is your IGN review of Princess Peach Showtime by Logan Plant. If Captain Toad tracks treasure, Luigi goes after ghosts, and Wario makes money off his microgames, what would Princess Peach do in a spinoff of her own? Princess Peach Showtime's answer is that she can do pretty much anything. One moment she's a superhero, saving the world from an alien invasion as the epic Mighty Peach. The next, she's in Disney on Ice, with figure skater Peach's elegant routines and synchronized skating. That constant variety and delightfully original stage play aesthetic help lift Showtime up, even when its otherwise simple gameplay and inconsistent performance could have used a few more rehearsals before opening night. Princess Peach's first solo outing in nearly two decades may not earn a standing ovation, but I still had a nice time at the show. Across Showtime's roughly 8-hour campaign, you'll find multiple stages for each of Peach's 10 transformations. Nintendo is really good at picking the right character to pair with a new concept, and this character is an awesome choice to play these different roles. Her costume design is great for each and every one, from the Zoro-esque dashing thief to the classic investigator look of Detective Peach, and it's fun to see her do brand new things we haven't seen in a Mario game before. Every transformation introduces its own story told across three acts, new abilities, and unique set design and music that fit each transformation's vibe. Despite every level taking place in the theater, the locations all manage to feel distinct from each other, meaning Showtime never feels repetitive as you switch between them. Not all transformations are created equal, though, as I did not enjoy the Mermaid Peach sections, which culminate in a rhythm game that just doesn't control very well. The five combat-focused transformations can sometimes blend together, too, especially with the pushover enemies, so I was a much bigger fan of the less button-mashy sections that instead centered on cake decorating, figure skating, or investigating. Great boss design is one of Showtime's strong suits, whether it's foes waiting at the end of individual levels or bigger bads Peach must face to restore each floor of the Sparkle Theater. The first sword fighter Peach level wraps up with a fight against a giant plant right out of Little Shop of Horrors, and one of the more memorable boss encounters had me hiding behind walls to stay out of sight of a giant snake on the prowl. Kung Fu Peach's levels end in one-on-one brawls that are pretty much just quick time events, but they're certainly fun to look at. I hoped Princess Peach Showtime would be the tentpole Nintendo Switch game for 2024 that would distract from the endless speculation about new hardware, but sadly, it instead serves as a stark reminder of why so many people are ready to move on from this beloved but aging console. The graphics simply don't always look that great, especially compared to other gorgeous Switch games starring Mario and friends like Wonder and Luigi's Mansion 3. Peach herself often looks blurry, and the inconsistent frame rate really pulled me out of the action at times. Frame rate stutters are most prevalent during cutscenes or moments with lots of action, and the performance fails some of Showtime's most exciting bits. Princess Peach Showtime is more closely aligned with Kirby and Yoshi's simple, cheery romps rather than Mario's polished platformers and Luigi's haunted mansions. There's fun to be found in the Sparkle Theater, as these delightfully simplified takes on some of gaming's most popular genres are entertaining to blast through, and the whimsical stage play aesthetic gives Peach's game an identity all its own. I'm also thrilled that Nintendo is finally giving Peach another crack at her own solo outing after nearly two decades, and I hope this is the start of an ongoing spin-off series within the wider Mario universe. Some notable performance issues and the frustrating lack of a chapter select mean I won't be returning for an encore, and I wish there were a few extra levels to lengthen the somewhat brief campaign. But Nintendo and Princess Peach at least know how to put on a good show. Princess Peach Showtime's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Princess Peach Showtime and Mario updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.